Archers, commencing with Sunday, October the 7th, 2001.
Borchester General Neil has some concerns.
Susan? What's happened? Why are the curtains drawn around Emma's bed?
No, nothing's happened. The nurse is just changing her dressings.
And she's all right?
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness. I didn't know what to think.
No, everything's fine. Well, you know what I mean.
Has the doctor been round yet?
His houseman came just after I got here. He didn't have any news.
And what about tomorrow?
They've scheduled her for theatre first thing. And they'll sew part of the wound up, but they can only do it gradually.
Why, though? It sounds awful.
To ease the pressure, I think, so it's not too much too soon.
Well, how many of these operations will she have to have?
She's to have another one on Thursday, then they'll see.
Oh, it's ridiculous. She should have been home by now.
I know, but it's a good thing it happened before they discharged her.
Yeah, I suppose so.
At least they caught the problem early.
We'll see.
Oh, look, curtains are opening. Lighten up a bit, eh? Let's try and keep cheerful for her.
Yeah, all right. Come on.
Thanks. Oh. Dad.
Yeah. Hiya. Hello, love.
Oh, mind the drip.
Yeah, I know. How are you?
Okay.
What did the nurses say?
Nothing, really. Huh? My blood pressure and everything's fine.
Oh, good.
It did hurt a bit when she took the dressings off.
Did it?
She said to give her a shout if I need any more painkillers.
Well, look, you do that.
Well, don't worry. Hasn't Christopher come with you?
Yeah, of course he has. He's just stopped off at the hospital shop to get some goodies.
Good. Well, I need to stock up before tonight.
What's happening tonight?
Oh, she'll be nil by mouth until after the op tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, you poor thing.
I had chocolate pudding custard for lunch.
Mmm, looked quite good, actually.
You eating, Mum?
Yeah, got a sandwich in the canteen.
I think that's what I'll suggest in future to your Grandma Horbin. Sandwiches. At least she couldn't burn those.
No, did Grandma cook your lunch?
Well, I'm not sure cook's the right word.
He's a cheek.
I remember her Sunday teas when we were courting. I was sure she was trying to polish me off.
At least Mum hasn't taken after Grandma.
Oh, I'd never have married her if she had.
Hey. So, what else has been going on?
Dr. Hathaway rang up to ask after you. Oh, and Susan, he said not to worry about the surgery. He's got a temp for a few days.
Oh, right.
And Betty's managing all right.
Oh, I mean, I can still do the early morning shift, the papers. That won't be a problem.
Well, she's going to give you a ring to sort it out. Whatever you feel you can do, she said, and she'll do the rest.
She's a real friend.
What about Clary?
What?
Have you spoken to her?
I haven't really had a chance to speak to her.
No, and nor will we.
Dad?
I told you, love, I don't want anything to do with
Neil.
That. And as for Edward Grundy, I'd like to see him banged up for a very long time for what he did to you.
But, Dad,
I'm not going to discuss it, Emma.
But...
No. No. Where's Christopher got to with that chocolate?
No, I know, mate. Yeah, but... You reckon? Yeah? No, it's someone at the door.
Hey, Ed. Oh, sorry.
It's Jazza. Yeah, look, mate, Fallon's just come in. I'm going to have to go. No. No, it's not a good idea. Well, because he'll kill you, that's why. Look, my dad thinks it's partly your fault what happened. Look, just leave it, yeah? I'll come over to Meadow Rise later in the week, all right? Yeah, I'll see you. You all right?
How are you?
Been better.
Haven't seen you about.
There's no point.
Why didn't you give me a ring?
Got nothing to say.
Well, Ed.
Yeah, go on, have a go at me. Everyone else has.
Well, I haven't come round to get you.
No.
How?
Aren't you going to give me another ear chewing about dangers of joyriding?
No.
Tell me it's served me right. Remind me about when I banged your head for you.
No. But I just came round because I was worried.
You worried?
Yeah. We're still mates, aren't we?
Yeah, I suppose.
So, how did it go Friday?
Well, cool. Can't even remember what happened.
What did they say?
I don't know, really. Seemed like a really long wait to go in, and Usha talks a bit, the main bloke spoke to me and it was all over.
What, in 5 minutes?
All I could think about was Emma.
Oh, Ed.
I've got to see you.
Yeah, of course you have.
Jazza reckons I should steer well clear. He said there's no way she's going to want me to visit her.
That's not true.
So I've got to see her. What? I've got...
When she wants to see you, she told me.
Really?
Where's Mum?
I don't know.
All right, Will.
Oh, great, Fallon. Just great. Have you seen my mum?
I said I don't know, didn't I?
Any idea where she is, Fallon?
Be like that, then.
Shut up. I'm talking to Fallon. What are you doing with my Game Boy?
I'm using it to contact creatures from Mars.
What's he doing in your room?
He left it here. I picked it up. Easy.
Well, I've been looking all over for it.
I've only been playing it.
You don't touch anything on mine.
Oh, yeah, then you can stick it.
Yeah, come here.
Get off.
I say, come here.
Don't you think you should
chill? Help me.
Will, you're hurting him. Chill out.
Look out that window. Go on. At the side of the house, next to the lean-to.
Oh, I can't see nothing.
Yeah, that's right. Nothing. Just a gaping space where my car should be parked.
You've got your dirt bike.
No, I haven't, Lane Brain. I sold it when I got me car.
Well, what do you want me to do about it?
Don't touch it or you'll regret it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Stop it! Fuck you!
On,
you've gone far enough!
Edward!
Oh, please, Will!
Edward is well, I'm here!
We're in Ed's room, Mrs. Grundy!
You just better keep out my way.
Boris, what's going on?
Nothing.
Well,
Will just came to get his Game Boy back.
Sorry, Mum, I've got to go.
Oh, you only just got here.
Yeah, well, I'm busy. Then give me that here!
Hey, William, lend it to your brother for a bit.
Why should I?
I'll help him take his mind off of things.
What? He should be thinking over what he's done.
Yeah, all right.
I don't know how he can live with himself, lounging round, listening to music, while Emma's lying in hospital, not knowing if she'll lose her leg.
Shut up!
That's not fair, Will.
And you're encouraging him. You're all too soft on him, even the court.
William!
Oh, a curfew between 9 at night and 6 in the morning. Oh, he's really suffering.
Don't just snap off! Get out of
That's
my room!
Enough, both of you!
You spoil him. That's how comes he's got himself in this mess. I just hope the court decides he should be locked up. He needs to learn a lesson.
Neil. Neil. What are you doing?
Sorry, love. Didn't mean to wake you.
Come back to bed.
I couldn't sleep.
Me neither. Took me ages to get off.
It's only just over a week and it seems like a year.
Oh, it does.
And yet, it just takes an instant to turn your life completely upside down.
Oh, no.
Do you think she'll be all right tomorrow?
I'm sure they're doing the best they can for her.
But she... It hurts, though.
Oh, but the nurses have been very good. They'll make sure she has a painkiller injection, even if she can't eat or drink anything.
Oh, I just feel so helpless. I want to pick her up and kiss her leg better, like when she used to fall over when she was little.
I know. But you can't do any more than you're doing.
I should have done more a week last Friday.
Oh, come on, Neil. She's a young woman. You can't stop her going out with her mates. I've told you, it's not your fault.
No, but I can't help it. I still feel as though it is.
Oh. Come on. Get back into bed, eh? Try to get some sleep. It's no good us falling ill, is it? You've got Christopher to think about, too.
Why didn't they put a plaster cast on her leg? Why all this pinning?
Oh, I don't know. They're always making advancements in medicine.
Yeah, sometimes the old ways are the best. I mean, supposing this new kind of treatment's caused the problem with Emma's leg.
Oh, look, Neil, you're just winding yourself up, making yourself feel worse.
We only know what they tell us, though. You don't know for sure, do you?
Look, I'll ask the doctor about it tomorrow, then, if it'll put your mind at rest.
Feed bill came today.
Money's not a problem, is it?
No, not at the moment, but... You have had some time off work.
Oh, that won't happen so much now.
We don't know that, though, do we? We don't know how things might go. And if this procedure has caused the problem, Emma deserves to get some compensation.
From who?
Well, we'll sue the hospital trust.
What?
Susan will need the money. Emma will need it.
We can't sue the hospital.
All right, I'll sue Ed Grundy.
Oh, Nick, that's daft. He hasn't got any money.
I don't care. First thing tomorrow, I'm going to see a solicitor. Somebody's going to pay.
Oh, Neil.
Oh. I'm going downstairs to make a cup of tea.
Oh. Oh, Neil. Edward?
Oof. Shouldn't go creeping up on people in the middle of the night.
What's going on?
I was thirsty.
Why is the telly on? I can hear it upstairs. And your granddad's only in the next room.
Well, I'll turn it down.
Turn it off.
I wish I had a portable one in my room.
Oh, you don't need to spend any more time in that room than you do already.
I used to complain that I was never in.
Oh, things have got to change, Edward.
Yeah, I know.
You've got to start thinking about what you're doing.
Stop getting at me.
No, I'm not getting at you. I'm your mum and I care what happens to you. Now get back to bed, eh?
I don't want to.
Why not?
I can't sleep. I keep having these awful nightmares.
Hey?
When I'm drowning and I can't breathe and somebody keeps pushing me under.
Oh.
It was horrible, Mum.
Oh, darling.
It happens every time I drop off to sleep. And I wake up and I'm covered in sweat and I feel crap.
Oh, why didn't you say?
I don't know.
Is there anything I can do?
It's Emma. I've got to see her.
Oh, sweetheart.
I can't stand it. Neil won't let me talk to her. I've got to see her, Mum. I've ruined her life, haven't I? I've got to tell her how sorry I am.
Start of a very busy week at Brookfield.
Hiya.
Hi. This lot ready to go up?
Yeah, thanks.
How are you feeling? Not getting too tired?
Got loads of energy.
Are you still managing okay with the milking?
Yeah, fine.
Oh. Just say...
Stop fussing. Has the potato harvester arrived?
It has, thank goodness. Go on there.
Why the delay? Did they say?
No, it's just boggy land last week holding up the machines.
That shouldn't be a problem for us.
No. And it should stop Debbie from giving me any more earache.
That's a bit odd.
Well, I couldn't believe it. As if it was my fault she was delayed getting the last of the wheat in. I booked the damn thing well enough in advance.
All right, don't get your knickers at a twist. Get up there. Go on.
It's not funny. She's saying there might be a loss in quality in the spuds due to the late harvesting.
Oh, she's just trying to prove to you how efficient she is, so you know you can trust her.
It's more like the other way round.
Come on.
Thought I'd give Dad a ring, see if he fancies coming up and giving you a hand doing the parlour. Then I'll take over from Bert, and we'll really get some spuds shifted.
He must have read your mind. He's onto it already.
Oh, brilliant.
There's one about contractors, too, talking about the maize.
Oh, yeah.
I was just wondering if the maize is worth the expense now the grassland is so productive.
Yes, it is. We need the energy.
I've had a thought as well.
Good grief, must be something in the water.
Do you want to hear me idea or not?
Yeah, of course I do.
Well, what we were saying last week about milk prices creeping up and quarter costs coming down, it makes sense for us to think about pushing up the yield.
Absolutely.
And the herd's definitely got the potential.
Yeah, there's a good margin to be made.
So let's try keeping them in at night with buffer feeding.
That's a great idea. Let's go for it.
We've got the silage.
Have you checked the quality?
Not yet. I'll get Bert to help me open up one of the clamps later.
Great. Well, let me know what you decide.
How are you feeling, sweetheart?
Okay.
Are you comfortable?
It don't hurt.
Sure? You don't want me to ask the nurse?
No, Mum, don't worry.
I brought you a clean nightie and some deodorant and makeup like you asked me.
Thanks.
Oh, look. Elizabeth and Nigel have sent you this bouquet.
It's lovely.
Oh, and there's a teddy and a balloon from Fallon and Mum and Sid.
Tell them thanks.
Of course I will. Everybody's thinking about you and sending their love.
Mum.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're tired, aren't you?
Yeah, a bit.
Well, let me go and do a bit of shopping and ring your dad then, eh?
OK.
And then I'll have a sandwich and you can have a sleep in the meanwhile.
Yeah. Is anyone coming to see me?
Well, if you're feeling better, tomorrow or Wednesday. Perhaps some of your mates can come to see you then.
Ed?
No, Emma. Well, you know what your dad said on that subject.
Please.
No. Now you get some rest. And I'll be back later. Okay?
Hello, Betty.
No, didn't expect to find you up here at tea time.
Oh, just been strolling down the arcs. Got a bit behind today.
Oh, I know the feeling. You don't mind if I start collecting the eggs while we talk?
Yeah, let me give you a hand.
Oh, and you could top up their water for me as well, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
You could stay for your tea, if you like. It's only a casserole, though.
Oh, I'd love to, but Ivy's making mine and Christopher's supper. Then we're all going over to the hospital.
Oh, and what's the news?
Oh, Susan rang. Emma's had the first of these operations to close the wounds on her leg.
Oh, poor love. Can't they do it all in one go?
That's because they're having to stretch the skin, you see. The doctor explained it to us. It's like trying to close a packed suitcase. You have to pull the zip round bit by bit.
Oh, I see.
Mm. She was really groggy when she came back on the ward and keeping a drip up all night. Susan said, just to be on the safe side.
Oh, I see. But that's not bad, is it?
No, she said it's just a standard thing.
Oh, good. I did think you seemed a bit chirpier.
Oh, and another bit of good news this morning as well.
Oh?
Hmm. I went to see a solicitor about suing Edward Grundy.
Oh, but he's got no money.
Ah, and it turns out I can make a claim against the Motor Insurers Bureau.
What's that when it's at home?
Well, they deal with claims against uninsured drivers.
Oh.
And you can get compensation. I should be making a claim on Emma's behalf.
Well, that'll help out a bit with Susan having so much time off work.
Well, we can't claim yet. We've got to wait until Emma's out of hospital. Which is just as well, really. I mean, we don't yet know how much we might need.
Oh, Neil.
Anyway. Meanwhile, I've got to keep account of everything we spend. Loss of earnings, all that.
But at least there's no problem with Emma's treatment.
Well, I did wonder if the compartment syndrome was caused by them pinning her leg, but Susan asked about it.
And what did they say?
Well, just that it's all swings and roundabouts, really. The risk can slightly increase after pinning, but then again, with the sort of fracture Emma had, if they just put a cast on it, her leg might have been permanently deformed.
I'm sure they've done their best for her.
Yeah, I hope so.
We're all thinking of her, Neil.
Oh, I know. Thanks, Betty.
And I'll pass on the news about Emma's progress to Clary.
If you want.
Well, she's been ever so worried. She has tried ringing Susan again.
Oh, has she? Well, I hope I don't have to speak to her. Or any of them. I'm not sure I could do it without letting fly.
Oh, not the Clary, though. She's always tried with Edward.
Well, she was fighting a losing battle.
Bye, Christopher.
Here, let me strike new pillows for you.
Can you pour me some orange before you go, please?
Yeah, of course I can. I hope your dad's remembered where he's parked tonight.
Oh, Christopher was well chuffed about those girls staying behind to watch his school footy match.
Oh, no. Even though he was pretending to take it all in his stride.
So those 3 year 8s will ask them to go to the pictures with them in the summer holidays.
I don't know. Here you are, love.
Thanks. Oh. I think the one with the red hair fancies him.
No, don't you start teasing him.
I won't. I think it's quite sweet.
Right. Is there anything else before I go?
No, should be fine.
Well, you get a good night's rest. And I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Mum?
What?
Sorry.
What about?
You know, before going on about Ed.
Me too. It's not for Ed, eh? You need all your strength to get him better.
Mm. Well, Hayley's definitely coming tomorrow.
Yeah, and Fallon and Kirsty on Wednesday.
Great.
I'll see you tomorrow, sweetheart. Mm.
Night,
Hello?
Hello? Ruth?
I thought you were working late.
Oh, my back. I'm just doing a bit of grading and boxing to help Neil out.
Oh, of course.
You're a bit off the beaten track, aren't you, at this time of night?
I was out checking the heifers. Thought I'd call in on the carters while I was at it.
It's lovely news about the baby. David must be thrilled.
Oh, yeah, he's over the moon.
March, perfect time to have a little one. Not too hot, not too cold.
Oh, that's true.
You look very well.
Thanks, I feel it.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, no, thanks. I can't stop. I wanted to ask you a favour.
Ask away.
There's no one in at the Carters.
Well, they'll be visiting Emma, I should think.
That's what I thought. I wondered if I could drop these things off for them, for Neil to pick up here.
Yeah, of course you can.
It's one of Jill's steak and kidney pies. She left us with a huge freezer full of goodies when they moved to Glebe Cottage.
Well, it is hard when you're trying to work and hospital visit, and Neil's trying to make sure Christopher does his own work as well.
That's what I thought. And Pip and Josh have made Emma a little card.
Oh, I'll make sure he gets them tomorrow.
How is Emma?
Well, they won't know anything for sure until next week, but she seems to be doing okay.
Ed Grundy has a lot to answer for. Uh-oh. There were quite a few saying so in the bull last night.
Well, he's not a bad lad. Not really.
I'm not saying he is. Trouble with Ed is he's a bright kid, but needs channeling before he gets into serious bother.
Well, it's Clary I feel sorry for. And I know all about bright kids ending up in the wrong company.
Emma! Emma!
Ed!
Oh, yeah?
Ed! What are you doing here?
I've not woken you, have I?
Well, I wasn't really asleep. Come and sit down.
All these tubes and things.
Just be careful here. Sit on my bed.
What's been going on? Nobody's been telling me nothing.
Well, it's all right. Honestly, sit down.
What's happened to you? Why wouldn't they let you come home?
It's just that my legs started swelling up after they pinned the fracture. And they had to take me back down to the theatre and operate again. And now I've got to keep coming back for them to stitch it up again, bit by bit.
That's horrible.
Oh, it's okay. I keep having to have the anaesthetic, though. That's the worst part. And they keep starving me.
I bet it hurts.
Yeah, it does hurt.
This is all my fault, isn't it?
No.
It is, pulling you out of that car.
Honestly, it isn't.
But I'm not mine. You made it worse.
No, stop it. You saved my life. That's what you did.
I wish it never happened.
We both knew what we were doing. We were both stupid, but you were brave. You risked your life for me.
I just knew I had to get you out in case it blew.
And if you just ran away, I'd be dead.
A mess.
You saved my life.
Is your leg going to be all right? Have they said?
Well, you can't be sure yet. What about your hand? Is it okay?
That's nothing. It's just cut it.
Let me look. Ed, that's really nasty. Must have hurt too.
Don't remember doing it. It's when I pulled the car off you, I think.
What happened to you at court?
Some bloke's got to come round from the youth offenders team. He's got to write this report on me. And they're going to decide whether to send me down or not.
Into prison?
Don't think about it. Till then, I've got a curfew. I've got to be in every night by 9.
Well, you better go then. It's getting late.
I don't care.
No, Ed, you've got to. It's a curfew.
I got your present.
A CD player?
Well, no, that's mine, but I brought so you could borrow. Well, this is your present.
Oh, Nelly Furtado. Thanks.
Oh, I knew you wouldn't want to listen to my thrash metal CDs on it. Fallon's going to bring you some of hers to play on it when she comes.
Oh, that's great. Thanks. I'm going off my head in here.
Oh, Emma.
What?
I'm so sorry.
I know. Yeah. Give us a hug. And Ed, you didn't tell me Will was coming too. Great. Will.
It's Tuesday morning, and George is asking for trouble.
Let's get another couple of logs on this fire. My night, lad. Good. Shh, quiet, Walt. Peggy will hear.
Oh!
Hello, George. Oh, hello, Walt. Oh. Good. Boy, yes, good dog. Jack let me in on his way up to Grey Gables. Oh, did I startle you?
Yeah, my heart nearly stopped then. I thought Peggy'd copped us.
Oh, yeah, Walt isn't allowed in here. Good boy.
Not be rights, but it's pouring outside. We got wet through on our morning walk, didn't we, lad? so I thought I'd let him in for a warm while Peggy was still upstairs. Come on, boys, sit. Good luck.
All right.
Come on over, you wet through.
Oh, I know. I've only just dashed from the van to the door. Oh, there's nothing quite like a good old-fashioned log fire.
No, this should be nice and warm in here for when Chris comes down. I don't think she'll be giving Shula a hand today.
I should think not.
I'd be staying in myself if I didn't have to go out.
Pressing engagement?
Ah, we're off to the public inquiry at Borchester Town Hall today. Again?
We?
Me and your gran. She's upstairs getting ready. Oh. In fact, we should be getting a move on. Traffic's always bad at this time in the morning.
Oh, yeah, me too. Oh, could you tell I've left her some veg in the kitchen?
Right, yeah.
And how is the inquiry going?
Well, there was a good turnout yesterday. Mainly discussion about some of the other wards and parishes. But I get to put my two penneth in today, for what it's worth.
Have you got your speech ready?
Well, I got my notes. But mostly it'll be off the top of my head. About how the purpose of planning law is to look after the local community and... Look, who let Bill and Ben in? Quiet!
Oh, sorry, I should have closed the sitting room door.
Never mind. Shut up, lad. You get hold of that one on the side table. I'll get the other. Oh, no. Keep it away from... That's torn it. Oh, come on, lad. Do you think Penny had the right?
Shoot, come on, cat. Come on. Shoot. Oh. She's on her way downstairs.
Go on, boy. Back to the scullery. Miss Peggy has our guts for garters. Go on, basket. Good lad. Go on.
Oh, dear. I think that figurine's broken.
Oh, heck.
Oh, well, I think it's one Granny P left to grow.
Oh, no.
Oh, hang on. Looks like a clean break at least. It's just the head that's come off. No chips at all, look.
Do you think I might be able to mend it?
It's possible. You could give it a go anyway.
Well, let's have a look. Oh, flipping heck, she'll go spare.
George!
Oh, no, that's her now. What shall I do with these?
Here, put the pieces in this carry bag.
All right.
Oh, hello, Helen. Nice to see you.
Oh, hey, Ran. I brought you up some veg down on the kitchen table.
Oh, thank you, dear. I can't offer you anything, I'm afraid. George and I had better be getting off.
Oh, that's fine. I've got to go to work myself. Auntie Chris not going with you?
No. It doesn't do for her back to be kept sitting in one position for hours on end.
What have you got in your pocket, George?
It's just some butties, in case we get peckish later on.
Well, they're spoiling the line of your jacket, and you're addressing the meeting today, don't forget.
You are absolutely right, Peggy. I'll just nip upstairs and see if Chris wants them instead, for breakfast.
Oh.
Yes.
All right.
Greg and I are really looking forward to George's birthday dinner, Gran.
Oh, good. So am I. It'll be a nice little gathering, with the Harveys as well.
The Harveys? Are they George's kind of people?
Oh, I think so. They have the parish council in common, of course.
Mm, yes.
And between you and me, Helen, the more guests at table, the better. George isn't the world's best conversationalist.
Isn't he?
Well, just now is a case in point. He always seems to be in a hurry to leave whenever I come near.
Right, I've checked all the tunnel traps. I'll start dismantling the rearing pens if you're docking in.
Are you all right with him?
Oh, I don't want to talk about it, really.
OK, no problem.
It's just... Well, you know, I told you I was going to see Emma last night.
Oh, yeah. How did her operation go?
Oh, yeah, OK, as far as she knows. No, it's not that.
So what's on your mind, then?
Well, when I got to the hospital, there's me thinking I timed it just right, because I saw the cars driving out of the multi-story as I came round the corner.
So...
Well, I thought I'd have it to myself for once. You know, so, no other visitors.
So what's wrong?
Well, I got upstairs to the orthopaedic ward, and guess who beat me to it?
Oh.
Yeah. Sitting on the bed next to where he was, with his arms round her.
Well, what did he have to say for himself?
Scarford, pretty much as soon as he realised I was there.
Did he know?
Well, I didn't say nothing. Last thing I wanted for him to get me chucked off the ward for arguing with him.
Yeah, quite right.
But what I don't get is her attitude.
Emma's attitude.
Yeah. I mean, giving him a hug.
I'm sure it didn't mean anything, just a friendly hug.
No, I ain't so sure.
Well, you said yourself she told you she didn't fancy it.
You don't think that'd stop him, do you?
You're letting your imagination run riot.
He's tried it on with her before, you know.
Has he?
Yeah, he told me. I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him.
I can't blame you there, Will.
But it's Emma I'm surprised at. I mean, hugging him. Can't believe it. I mean, suppose someone had nearly killed you. Maybe caused you to have your leg amputated. You wouldn't be so ready to forgive and forget.
It wouldn't take a lot of courage to forgive, I have to say.
And it'd be just like Ed to try and take advantage of it.
And as a local community, we've carried out our own survey of the parish to find out what our community wants. Now, people in our village are very keen to see family homes and low-cost housing. We want our community to continue to thrive. And there are ways that this can be done effectively. By infilling. Building a couple of cottages here, a house there, and retaining the character of our community. What we don't want is large-scale development on the edge of the village. This would destroy the harmony of the village while adding nothing, either socially or economically. And it is my opinion, and that of the people I represent here today, that extending the village envelope could only lead to this unfortunate and unwelcome conclusion. Thank you.
Well done, George.
Did it sound all right?
Very good indeed. You've done us proud.
Well, let's hope it's done some good.
It's a pity Siobhan had to miss it.
Oh, well, it doesn't do to refuse work when you're self-employed.
She'll be very pleased anyway when I tell her how it went.
Right, well, let's see what this planning consultant fella has to say for himself.
So, I've been putting out little samples of artisan cheeses.
Of what?
Reg, you know, handmade, not factory.
Oh, right. Oh, carry on, this is absolutely fascinating. Oliver.
Well, now you know how I feel when you're banging on about Larsen traps and game crops and whatever.
Sorry, go on.
Well, I was just going to say that people have been tasting the samples all week in the shop without knowing what they are, and then marking their preferences on a sheet.
Yeah, good idea.
And I'm going to send out a questionnaire to all the delis, so by the end of it, we'll know what people will go for, and, well, where there are gaps in the market.
A well-orchestrated campaign.
Oi, you're not taking this seriously, are you?
Of course I am. I'm just tickled by your enthusiasm for cheap.
Yeah, well, you're just the same about your pools.
Oh, hang on, there's William. Well...
I hope he's like came back from Borchester General.
Didn't see Emma. Oh,
yeah, just called in for half an hour.
How is she tonight?
Yeah, good. Eating some of those grapes you took in for her.
Yeah, you didn't say?
Well, it's just a flying visit at lunchtime. Kirsty's going tomorrow on her day off.
Yeah, did you manage to, you know, have a word?
Well, Betty and Roy and Hayley are all there tonight.
Yeah, bad luck. Yeah, you'll get your chance, don't worry.
Yeah. Where are you two off?
Cantonese. Where Greg hopes he won't be spotted by any potential poachers.
Well, I'm off back to Ironbridge. See if I can get back in time for last orders.
Yeah, see you tomorrow, Will.
Bye.
Yeah, see ya.
What was all that about?
Men's talk.
Come on.
No, just something on William's mind about his brother, that's all.
Ed, oh, what a waste of space he is compared to Will.
Now, hang on. Everybody deserves a chance. You should never give up on kids.
What? He's a chancer, an opportunist. It runs in the family.
Well, I...
Oh, let me tell you about what George did this morning at Grant's.
Oh, how's he getting on with his landlady? I met him the other morning on his way to Mither Jason about the conservatory, and he was trying to keep out of our way.
Why?
Well, apparently he came across her in a dressing gown and curlers, and he put his foot in it by saying she'd given him a fright.
Oh, dear.
Oh, poor old George. I get the impression he's distinctly uncomfortable around your grand.
Yeah, well, he might be even less comfortable shortly.
Huh?
Yes, the dog broke one of Gran's ornaments.
Whoops.
Granny P left her.
Oh, dear.
Come on, William, you're the last. And you've been nursing that pint since 9:30.
Yeah, well, some of us are responsible about how much we drink and about getting up for work in the morning.
Yeah, all right, all right. Actually, I'm glad you've come in tonight. Been wanting a word with you ever since Sunday.
Why? What's Ed want off me now? Me bike? The clothes off me back?
Yeah, that'll do, William. That ain't fair.
I'll be lucky to get a couple of hundred out of the insurance for me car. What am I going to buy with that? A decent mountain bike costs more than 200 quid.
Yes, I know.
Here's an interesting idea. Ed gets the job and pays me back every single penny he owes me himself.
Now, ain't that easy and you know it. You're lucky. A good job with prospects.
Lucky? Well, thanks a lot. That's hard work, that is. When was the last time Ed got up before dawn? There's only 1:30 in the day as far as he's concerned.
Oh, no, you're a good lad.
Oh, let's face it, there's only two of us in this family that understands hard work.
Well, your dad.
Your dad? Yeah, he works. But if he can take shortcuts, he will. And that's where Ed's got it from. I mean, I can't believe we're even having this conversation.
Hey?
You're just determined to defend Ed again.
Now, that ain't true. No, love, no, I'm just trying to, well, get you to go a bit easy on him. He's been through a lot.
Yeah, of his own doing. Why can't you understand? It's him who gives everybody a hard time. He's the one everybody needs protecting from. If Emma had stopped with me, then...
Oh, William, you can't blame yourself.
Blame myself? Tell you what I do blame myself for. I didn't shop him when I first caught him. And not to you, to the police.
Well, now, look, William...
No, just tell him from me to keep away from Emma.
Why?
You just don't get it, do you? I mean, it's almost funny. My lame-brained brother nearly kills somebody I care about. And I'm the one left feeling guilty. The best of it is, she even forgives him.
Hey?
Yeah, he's even managed to wriggle his way out of that one. Now, how twisted is that?
Emma's looking forward to hearing all the gossip.
Oh, and it says here that Lieben's a charming, easygoing, romantic and refined.
Oh, does it? Oh, yes, that's definitely me. I should love to tell you, Dad.
Oh, it also says they're frivolous, gullible and flirtatious.
On the other hand...
Best not to tell him.
Oh, look, it's Cathy. Mm. Cathy, over here by the window.
Oh, good, you can give me all the goss from Lower Loxley.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, you're looking great.
Well, I'm feeling a lot better today, thanks.
Good. And here's something that'll make you feel even better.
Oh, they look gorgeous. Mm,
yummy Lower Loxley cakes.
Elizabeth sent them.
Oh, going to be huge by the time I get out of here. All the lovely food and chops people are sent.
I don't think you need to worry on that score, do you, Susan?
Hardly. I always ate like a navvy when I was her age. Never put on an ounce.
Oh, those are the days, eh? Now I just look at a cake, it goes straight to my hips.
Hey, sit down, Cathy.
Oh, Emma, we're all missing you. Everybody says for you to get well soon.
Everybody's been really kind.
And I've got lots to tell you.
Emma's been looking forward to all the news.
Right, where shall I start?
I was telling her earlier about Apple Day. Oh. Mrs. Woolley came to the shop this morning with a poster about it.
Yeah.
Oh, has Mrs. Woolley roped you in for it, Cathy?
Not half. She's asked me to do a cookery demo.
Apple pies?
Well, I'll see if I can come up with something a bit better than that.
I'm sure you'll think of something very tasty. Mm. No, it should be fun.
How about at work? Is Owen behaving himself?
Just about.
Mm. Oh, is Mrs. Parger to mention my job at all?
Oh, no, you're not to worry about that. She's just taken on somebody temporarily.
Here you are. Dad, bring that bucket of water and fill these drinkers, can you? Right. Let's see you get rid of this little lot. And get nice and plump for Christmas.
Talk to the turkeys now, eh?
I don't answer your back any road.
Have you spoke to Edward yet about creeping round the house at all hours?
Oh, he says he keeps getting nightmares and he can't sleep.
Never nightmares, is he? Yeah, what do you want doing with these straw bales?
Oh, I'm going to put another o-right ring. See if that'll cut down the draft.
I'll give you a hand.
Nah, you're all right, Dad, I'll manage.
Well, I feel sorry for the lad, but he's stopping me getting to sleep. My room's next door to the telly, you know.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, then. Tell you the truth, I'm a bit worried about him. Carries on about taking him to the doctors.
No need for that, is there?
That's what I said.
Yeah, you wants to get him out of that bedroom of his and helping you on your landscaping job. Bit of fresh air, that's what he wants. He'd sleep a lot better for it.
Yeah, maybe.
No two ways about it. I didn't send William for a few days. He usually has his supper with us at least once a week.
Oh, I know. Clary's worried about him and all. Him and Edward ain't speaking.
Ah, well, he'll come round.
Not if last night was anything to go by.
Oh?
Seems he had a bit of a set to with Clary about Edward after the bull had closed. She come home really upset after what he said to her.
It's a worrying thing if there's bad blood between brothers.
Clary don't think William's going to forgive Edward for what he did.
Oh, you just need to give him time.
I hope so. He's causing rows between me and Clary, you know. She's saying I should have come down harder on him.
Well, there's some truth in that, right enough.
Oh, thanks.
No, you've got to admit you've let that lad get away with a lot.
And now the capital. Next week we got this youth offender bloke nosing into our business. Oh, I don't know, Dad. Just when everything seemed to be going our way at last.
Well, we just have to put this bloke, whoever he is, in a picture about what sort of people we are. And you and Clary, you got to stick together. Ain't no good each of you blaming the other.
Oh, I know.
You got a good woman there, Eddie. It's easy enough to see where you went wrong when you look back. Not so easy at the time.
Dad, how did you, you know, cope where Alf went off the rails?
Ah, well, you try to teach him right from wrong, but you can't stop them going their own way once they're old enough. Anyway, what's done is done. Let's hope this episode has knocked some sense into the lad before it's too late, eh?
Yeah.
Well, now, let me give you a hand with them bales.
Fallon! Hi!
Oh, Kirsty, hiya. Do you know which ward Emma's on?
Not a clue. They've moved her since last week.
I've been peering into all the rooms. Oh, I'll ask a nurse if we can't find her. You got day off?
Yeah, you?
Oh, we finish early on Wednesday afternoon.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, I love it. It's such a change from school. You know, they actually treat you like you're worth something. Mm. And there are some mature students on a course, so the atmosphere is really different.
It sounds like you've settled it already.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that Emma?
Where?
Over there, by the window. Yeah, it is.
Oh, you nearly can't see her for all the flowers and cards.
Emma.
Oh, no.
Makes you think. You know, that could have been me. Emma?
Oh, it's Kirsty and Fallon. Hiya. Sorry, Cathy.
And they're advertising Hayley's children's walks in the Lower Loxley brochure.
Oh, sounds like she's done a good job then.
Yeah.
She's still the right person for the job, though. Well, they follow around like the Pied Piper.
Hi, Emma.
Oh, hello, Kirsty. Fallon.
Hi, Em.
Hello, girls.
Hello, Mrs. Carter. Hiya, Cathy. Been all over this floor, Emma. We thought we'd lost you in here.
Well, they can't get rid of me that easily.
Hey, I bought you a little present. Just some body spray and stuff.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, thanks. It's meant to be lovely. Refreshing.
Oh, I've bought you some fruit juice.
Oh, pineapple and mango. Gorgeous, thanks.
Oh, are those cakes? I don't have time for any lunch today.
Shall I hand them out?
Oh, please, Mum.
Gosh, it's turning into quite a party.
Yeah, it should be too.
Mum's 38 today.
What?
Oh, how nice.
Thank you.
Right, here you are, eh?
Is the ball doing anything special for Apple Day?
Mm. Oh, yeah, they ordered some special ciders. Can't wait to try them.
Do you want any cake, Emma?
No, thanks, Mum.
You're looking a bit tired, Emma. I think I'll be going.
No, I'm fine.
I know how tiring visitors can be. I've got to go to the supermarket anyway before I pick Janie up from Sid.
Thanks for coming, Kathy.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, and please thank Mrs. Pardew for me.
Yeah, I will. You take care of yourself. Bye, everyone.
Bye. See you, Kathy. So, what you two been up to?
Mm, I've just been asking Linda if she's doing another musical this year.
Oh, what does she say?
Oh, she's a bit stroppy. Said she wasn't sure, but she was thinking about Christmas Carol.
What are you both up to this weekend?
Mm, might go to the pictures with Tom. We don't know yet.
What about you, Fallon?
I might grab some mates from college.
Anywhere exciting?
Stickies, maybe.
What's that?
Oh, it's this cellar of this pub in Hollerton. It's really called Gold, but everyone calls it Stickies because of all the beer that gets spilt on the dance floor.
Me and Tom have been a few times. It's okay.
Emma? You okay, love?
Yeah.
I'm fine. Just my leg's hurting a little bit.
Should we go?
No, you only just got here.
Sure?
Yeah. Mum, could you just ask the nurse to get me some painkillers, please?
Afternoon, Joe.
Afternoon, Bert Bright.
You planning on having a bonfire?
Surprising, isn't it? How many leaves come off the trees and where they get to?
Yeah, it is.
Making space to plant a butterfly bush Mrs. Snell brought over for Clary.
Oh, I likes a nice buddleium myself.
Just trying to keep myself busy, you know.
I was right sorry to hear about, you know, what happened. We've brought you some tobacco. Oh. Yeah, it's good quality, that.
Ah, well, very decent of you, Bert Fry. I'll save her that later in my lean-to. How's things up at Brookfield?
Oh, you know, busy.
Busy time of year, calving.
Well, I managed to snatch myself half an hour for the ploughing practice, though.
Oh, did you know?
In me dinner time, like. And I don't mind telling you myself. I stands a pretty good chance in that competition.
Well, that's what you think.
I do think.
Yeah, you just wait till I gets going. You won't know what it's you.
Oh, you ain't got a tractor yet.
Ah, well, as a matter of fact, Mr. Know-it-all Fry, here comes my Eddie with it now, eh? He's borrowed off a mate. You just wait.
You never told me it was an antique.
Afternoon, gents. A vintage, actually.
Where'd you get that Rural Life Museum?
What is that, Eddie?
This is the machine that's going to win you your competition.
I thought you was going to get me a proper tractor.
This is a proper tractor. Vintage. Bloke, I got it off, stripped it down for a full rebuild. New pistons, full gasket set, the works.
Ah, you good little machines, these were. I used to drive one of these in the 50s.
8 forward gears, 2 reverse, 30 horsepower engine. It's in perfect nick. Beautiful.
Yeah, well, of course, they was real machines in them days.
Ooh, yeah.
Not these poncy things of the day with wireless in the cabs, eh?
We've still got to find you a field to practice in, though.
Ah.
And you'll have to go in a different category, of course, with a vintage tractor.
Oh, ah, yeah, ah, you're right, I will.
What do you think then, Dad?
Oh, yeah. Try it. Yeah, I'll show them all how it's done.
The call sounds really good.
Oh, it's wicked. And there's this one guy, Lee. He has got such a great voice.
Yeah.
You'd really like him. It's kind of an R&B sound.
Cool. You look really tired, Emma.
Yeah, you do. Look, we should go.
Sorry if we stayed a bit long.
No, of course not. No, it's been really nice of you to come and visit. It's just that she still gets tired easily.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You take care, Emma.
We'll come again in a couple of days, yeah?
Yeah. Well, thanks for the present.
Oh, that's okay.
Bye, girls.
Bye. You see, Em.
Mum, you look very pale, love. Okay?
My legs are hurting.
Well, the nurse said she'd bring you something as soon as she could. She'd been busy.
Would you think she's forgotten?
No, I'm sure she hasn't. But I'll go and ask her again just to make sure.
What an awful birthday for you, Mum. Stuck in here with me.
Oh, don't you worry about me. We'll have a great party next year to make up.
Okay.
Here, look. Let me just straighten these bed sheets for you.
Oh, just careful.
Oh, that's it. Can I just...
No,
oh, oh, Emma, love. Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it just really, really hurts.
Oh, Emma. Sweetheart.
Can't bear it.
I know.
I want to go for more surgery tomorrow.
I know.
Please just make it stop.
Oh, I wish I could. Really wish I could.
Why can't it be me going to the pictures or going clubbing?
It will be.
I suppose it isn't.
Oh, shh.
Mum, I've tried to be really brave.
Shh.
George has a great deal on his mind.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just wanted a quick word.
Hang on. We're harvesting the spud.
Oh, how's it going?
Oh, not too bad. Just on my way to the store now with this lot.
Well, you got good weather for it today, any road?
Yeah, I should have it finished by tomorrow this week. So what can I do for you?
I was wondering if you'd received your flood awareness kit yet.
Oh, yeah, we have. A bit basic, isn't it? Watch water levels, check pets and livestock.
Oh, but the thing is, we could do with a flood warden here in Ambridge. And
whoa. You stop that. You weren't thinking of asking me, were you?
Well...
Sorry, mate. I've got enough on my plate.
With Ruth expecting, I suppose, yeah. But it was a bit of a long shot.
Yeah, you could do with a fit young lad. What about William Grundy?
Well, don't cross me mind. But he's got a lot on his plate at the moment, too.
Oh, it's true, fair enough.
Right, I'll go and put a rocket under Jason.
Oh, dear.
No. He's doing fine. I'm just keen to see it finished on schedule. I have a feeling we're going to need to move in sooner than we'd anticipated.
Auntie Peggy wouldn't throw you out in the streets, would she?
Oh, I wouldn't put it past her once she finds out what we've done.
That sounds ominous.
Yeah. Walt brought one of her family heirlooms.
a figurine of a shepherdess.
Oh, dear.
Well, it was my fault, really. She doesn't like him in the sitting room, but I'd brought him in for a bit of a warm.
Oh, so what did you do?
Well, it was a clean break, so I glued its head back on and smuggled it back onto the side table before she noticed.
Well, all's well that ends well, then, surely.
Not really. The more I look at it, the surer I am. You can see the join.
Well, if you want my advice, you'll own up and take it on the chin.
Oh, heck.
Always the best course of action I find with women.
Suppose you might be right.
Oh, no, I am.
She was in such floods of tears that day. There was nothing I could say to make her feel better.
Susan, how awful.
Oh, it was heartbreaking.
Isn't there any news yet?
Oh, no. Oh, she had another operation this morning to close the wounds on her leg. But no, they can't tell us anything for sure until next week.
Oh, I can't even begin to imagine what you're going through.
Oh, supposing it does happen, though, but I suppose it...
You can't let yourself go down that road.
I know. But I can't help myself. My mind just runs on round and round, going over and over things.
Yeah, I know. It's hard, but it's pointless speculating.
Things keep reminding me. Photos of her dancing. Her framed ballet and tap certificates on the shelves.
Oh. What does Neil say?
Oh, I can't talk to him about it. It'd make it more real if I did. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so.
So it's, I think it's best if I just keep my thoughts to myself.
But the operation went okay this morning.
Oh, yeah.
And at least they're doing everything they can for her.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'll let Clary know then. She's always asking me with not being able to catch you in at home.
Right.
She was telling me about Edward. She's quite worried.
Is she?
Yeah, he's having these horrible nightmares.
I see.
Maybe if you gave her a quick ring.
Look, Betty, I'm sorry for Clary, honestly I am. And I know it's Christian to forgive and everything, but I just can't bring myself to do it. Not for now, anyway. That's why I just can't face her at the moment.
Oh, I understand.
And I know Neil feels the same. He won't be ready to forgive Edward or any of them for a long time. It's just made too deep a mark.
Oh, dear.
Look, anyway, I'd better go and get some supper on.
Yeah, me too, and I've got the hens to see to.
I haven't held you up, have I?
Oh, of course not. Just wish I could do more.
See you later.
Right.
Hello, Susan. How's Emma?
Oh, she's doing very well, thanks.
Glad to hear it. Give her our best wishes, won't you?
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Bye, Tell Susan. Up. Now then, George.
You haven't seen Jack or Peggy, have you?
No, I haven't.
It's funny, there's nobody in at the lodge.
Oh, can't help you there, I'm afraid. Maybe they've gone for a walk. Now, was there anything else? Only I was just about to shut up for the day.
And there was just something I needed to discuss with Peggy as soon as possible, that's all. Well, I'll just take a packet of those then.
Right.
Mind you, I was glad to get some fresh air myself after sitting in that chamber for two whole days.
Oh, yeah. 75p, please.
Oh, it's hard to say which way it'll go after that planning consultant got up and spoke.
Thanks.
He was trying to make out there's a shortage of development land in Ambridge.
Really? 25p, thanks.
Oh, ta. Ah, he reckons landowners at the designated sites haven't put enough land forward for development.
So when will we hear the result, did they say?
Before Christmas, all being well. I wouldn't mind betting that consultant's been given a backhander by Crawford.
Oh, do you think so?
Well, he claims there's no connection between him and Borchester land, but
oh,
you
look,
know...
George, there's... if you don't mind, I am just shutting up.
Oh, righto, then.
I'm sorry, I am interested, but what with making supper, seeing to the hens, I don't know whether I'm coming or going at the moment.
I'll get out of your hair, then. I hope that husband of yours knows how lucky he is, having such a hard-working wife.
Mm.
One, get up there. Just get a load of that signage. As soon as Bert and I opened it up.
Nice and sweet.
Good colour too. Seems to be making a difference already.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, the yield's up.
We ought to be quizzing.
assuming the UK is going to undershoot on quota.
Don't count your chickens. We'll see how it goes.
I should be finished with the spuds by lunchtime tomorrow, too. Got 60 tonnes a hectare from Ashfield.
Good. Right, I'll go and clean the parlour.
Hey, actually, I spotted one of the Herefords holding a tail earlier.
Oh, I'll go and check them out. They've done pretty well so far.
Hey, now who's counting her chickens?
Come sit down, Clary, if you don't mind sitting in here.
Of course I don't.
You'll have to excuse the mess.
Oh, don't be daft.
Oh, don't know what I was thinking of. Dozed off with a pile of washing up from supper. And the hens are still out.
Well, I'll come back another time.
No, sit down.
Can Mike not give you a hand with the hens?
Well, he's gone to Paul.
Oh.
How are you, anyway?
All right.
And how's Edward?
Well, he were out with Eddie all day today, helping him start this decking.
Well, this is landscaping job.
Yeah. At least he can keep an eye on Edwin. I was starting to worry he'd never leave the house.
Oh, dear.
I think he's worried what people will say to him.
Afraid they'll have a go at him, is he?
Oh, I think so. He keeps having these nightmares. Look, have you seen anything of Susan?
Oh, she came into the shop tonight.
Look, I keep wondering whether it'd be all right for me to go and visit Emma. What do you think?
Oh, give it a couple more days. I'll have a word with Susan about it.
Oh, you're worn out, Betty. Never mind about the tea. I'll get off.
Oh, no, don't you move. Just give me a few minutes to see to the hens. Then you stay as long as you like.
And then Bill, or was it Ben, scratched Walt on the nose. It was all the cat's fault. No, you're right, lad. She'll be even angrier if I blame the cat. Oh, X is back. Now, what am I going to do? No, you may as well stay in here. No, stay there, stay. I may as well be hung for a sheep as a lamb. Peggy?
Hi, George.
Can you come in the sitting room a minute? Here goes, lad.
Oh, you've got a fire going. Lovely. These October evenings can be really quite chilly.
Yes, yeah. Peggy...
And what are you doing in here, you naughty dog?
Peggy...
Oh, I'll let you off just this once.
Now, you see, there's something...
We had a lovely evening. Jill and Phil invited us round to Glebe Cottage for tea, and we ended up staying for a game of whist.
Oh, very nice. Yeah.
They've made the cottage so cosy. They were telling Jack and me all about their Australian trip. Jill can't wait to see the baby.
Oh, very nice. Can I just...
It's a great pity they won't be here for Apple Day, of course.
No.
I meant to tell you. Helen's going to run a stall with Kirsty.
Imagine. Peggy, look, I've got something really important to tell you.
Oh, is it serious?
Oh, it is, I'm afraid. It's... Oh, no. No, not them blasted cats again.
Oh, Hugh, you silly creatures.
Down, boy. Stick. Good dog. Stick.
Come on, cats. Get off that table, Bill. Shoo. Out you go. Oh.
Oh. The shepherdess.
Oh, dear. What a shame.
I don't think you'll be mending that in a hurry.
No, neither do I. Oh, well, never mind.
Eh? But surely...
It was a nice little piece. Still, easy come, easy go.
How do you mean? It was a family heirloom, wasn't it?
Family heirloom?
I thought your mother left it to you.
Whoever told you that? No, it was just a nice piece left over from the White Elephant store. That's all.
When I checked on her a couple of hours ago, the water bag had burst, but nothing yet.
And she seemed okay?
Fine. They're a hardy bunch, these Herefords.
Whereabouts was she?
Over by that oak.
I can't see anything.
Glad that wind's dropped.
Yeah, it'll be a bit nippy with no cloud cover.
It's a beautiful night. All those stars.
Nope. Yep, there she is.
And a calf.
Hey, it's feeding already. Brilliant.
Wonderful.
Yeah, all right, old girl, it's all right.
She must have had it not long after I checked her. What sex is it?
Let's have a look. Yep, four little teats.
Oh, you had a heifer rosebud, you clever girl.
Looks perfect.
Has she cleansed yet?
There's the torch. It's difficult to see.
Probably come across it in the morning if there is anything. Everything looks fine anyway.
Hey, careful, kiss your head. Oh,
she's lovely.
Yeah, it's a beautiful calf.
It was definitely the right thing to do, wasn't it?
Going into Hereford's? Yeah.
Such gentle animals.
Mother and baby, doing fine.
Yeah.
After the Mikado, what are Linda's plans for the Christmas show this year?
Oh, hello, Linda.
Shula! I don't often bump into you these days in the middle of the morning.
No, normally I'd be in the thick of it. We were due to start teaching a group of children from a special school in Borchester, but they had to cry off.
Oh, that's a shame.
Mm.
Is anyone going to come and serve?
Oh, I'm afraid I'm holding things up, rather. Susan's in the back.
How is Emma?
Oh, well, she didn't say a great deal when I asked, so I didn't press her. I don't think they know yet, to be honest.
Oh, poor Emma. Well, I'm sorry for them all, really.
Yes.
I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Oh, I was just going to say Susan's looking for a magazine Daniel got me to order on exotic animals.
Exotic animals? You're not thinking of keeping snakes or lizards or anything like that, I hope. It's terribly cruel.
No. Alistair and I were very firm there. We said he can have a stick insect.
Mind you, I'm quite against keeping any sort of creature in a cage. They can't be happy.
No. Am I delaying you, Linda? I can tell Susan I'll come back later.
No, not at all. It's my day off today. I have nothing more pressing on the agenda than a spot of shopping and some domestic duties.
No.
In fact, I'm quite ahead of myself. I've already been into Borchester.
Gosh, how very efficient.
Yes, I've taken part in Helen's cheese tastings at Ambridge Organics.
Oh.
I think it's very brave of her to begin a new venture after such a hard year for farming.
She thinks that's the best time.
Well, good luck to her. You need to be brave to succeed in any enterprise. I mean, where would the Mikado have been last Christmas if I had given up hope and let it all slip through my fingers?
Quite. Have you managed to sort anything out for this year at all yet? Caroline said you were a bit fed up about it at work yesterday.
Did she? I wonder what gave her that idea.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, the problem is that the Mikado took such a lot out of me last year. It's such a huge commitment for weeks beforehand and right over the Christmas period.
I'm sure it must be.
And it's not that Robert isn't behind me 100%.
No?
Oh, heavens no. He is quite aware that, as producer and director of the annual Christmas show, I assume a major role in the life of Ambridge.
Yes, indeed.
It's not that he's put his foot down or anything.
No, I'm sure.
He doesn't want me to be so stressed that I'm too exhausted to enjoy the festivities.
Oh, he's very thoughtful.
Oh, yes. It's my interests he has at heart, you see.
Yes, of course.
It's just that not doing a show has left rather a gap.
So you've decided not to do anything at all, then?
Well, Caroline suggested I invest my creative talents and energies into putting on a wonderful Christmas at Ambridge Hall instead.
For friends and neighbours, you mean?
Oh. Now, there's a thought. I could make it into a Victorian country Christmas at Ambridge Hall. Invite people from the village. What a wonderful idea. And I had done quite a lot of research for a Christmas carol already.
Come on, little un. It's just a bit of iodine. There you go.
Yeah.
Back to your mum.
Number 12's bagging up.
That's Flora. She should be next to Carve. I'll keep my eye on her.
Have you registered the new calf yet?
Phil did it this morning. Oh. I'll fill in the passport forms after lunch.
Right.
Potato harvester gone back then.
Yep. That's that for another year.
So Debbie can get the last of the wheat in now.
Why, has she said anything to you?
No, it's you who's been doing all the moaning about the rape looking a mess.
Well, so it does in places.
So they'll be sprayed out. As I keep saying, Debbie knows what she's doing.
Yeah, it just doesn't look very good, though, does it?
See what I mean? Hi. Hi, Shula.
Hey, come and have a look at our latest edition.
Oh. Born last night under the stars.
Oh, very romantic.
As long as no one expects me to follow suit.
Oh, no. It's a nice, warm hospital bed and as much knockout gas as you can handle, eh?
Yep.
Just driven past a very subdued-looking Edward Grundy.
I saw him yesterday. He looked terrible, almost ill.
He got off very lightly so far, if you ask me.
I felt a bit sorry for him.
Well, it's my theory it was him who knocked Alice off her horse.
You think so?
I wouldn't be surprised. Although too many people race around these lanes as though they were rally driving.
Number of times I've nearly been hit when I'm on the tractor. Right, little Rosebud One, let's get you tagged before you're up and off.
It's a terrible responsibility taking a group of riders out. And it won't be long before Daniel wants to go out on his own.
Don't worry, girl. Here are the tags.
Thanks. He should be given at least a few months, I reckon. As an example.
Too much energy and nowhere to use it up, I think. Anyway, we'll see what the court decides.
There we go. Hey, talking about energetic young men, has George been round to see Alistair? Oh,
to try and rope him into the floodwarden's job.
Uh-huh.
I think he's tried everyone under the age of 70.
Oh, dear.
I think he's finally given up the recruiting drive and decided to take the job on himself.
Has he?
History repeats itself. That's how he came to be tree warden.
Poor George.
I called in at Glebe Cottage this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dad had stuff about Australia littered all over the sitting room carpet.
Yeah, he was surfing the net earlier looking for info.
Oh, I just wish we could all go out and see the baby. Mum's taking Kenton's old teddy and a lovely, cuddly new one for Meriel.
Oh.
Actually, it was the bear that reminded me about that old fish tank we used to have.
What?
Do you think it might be still up in the attic?
Oh, I doubt it. Jill cleared everything out months ago. You're welcome to have a look.
Hang on, what do you want an old fish tank for?
Daniel's new pet. He's finally worn us down.
What have you got yourself saddled with this time?
A stick insect.
That's not so bad, as long as it's only the one.
Oh, we won't be let off so lightly. They don't need a mate to reproduce.
Poor things, that's the fun part.
And how are you feeling, Ruth?
Fine, yeah. Just waiting for the results of the amnio.
Oh, I bet it feels like a long wait.
Oh, it'll be worth it, though. Just so we can relax and enjoy the pregnancy.
Now there speaks a man.
I would like to go and visit Emma, but I haven't really liked to intrude in case it was just the family visiting.
Yes, I know what you mean, but I do know she loves having visitors. Would you mind holding this tray for a minute while I collect some more?
Yes, of course. Does get awfully boring in hospital.
Perhaps you could pop in over the weekend.
I did wonder initially about how she might react to my plans for the village show.
Well, I doubt if she'll be well enough to take part this year, even if... Well,
not quite.
What are you planning this year, anyway?
Well, in the end, I've decided not to put on a show this Christmas.
Oh?
Well, not as such. Lena, I'm planning something quite different.
Oh, yeah? What will that be, then?
Ah, now. I am planning to put on an authentic Victorian Christmas experience at Ambridge Hall.
Mm, sounds ambitious.
Yes. I spent all afternoon on the internet researching, and I've come up with absolutely reams of information.
Look, I'm afraid I really haven't got time.
Oh, it is fascinating, Betty, the lengths the Victorians went to at Christmas.
Yes, I'm sure, but...
It was an enormously important event in their calendar. You see, the whole family...
Oh, look, here comes Eddie. I'm afraid you'll have to tell me about it some other time, Linda.
Oh, well, not to worry. There's plenty of time. Hello, Eddie.
Good evening, Mrs. Snow.
And how are you all bearing up?
Oh, you know, battling through.
How's Clary?
Oh, she's okay, yeah, you know, Clary.
Joe was looking a bit brighter when I saw him earlier. He was tinkering about with an old tractor.
Yeah, he's entering the ploughing contest in the vintage category.
Well, that's good. He needs something to keep him occupied.
Yeah, he's got to find him somewhere to practice his ploughing now.
Well, I better get off. Eddie, could you just take this tray of eggs from me?
Yeah, you can give them to me now.
Oh, thanks. And, Eddie, if there's anything I can do, all you must do is ask.
Yeah, thanks.
And thank you for the eggs, Betty. You really will have to take some more down to the shop if they continue to sell out.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Thank heaven for that.
Oh, she means well.
Oh, I know. Just getting embarrassing being asked how we are all the time.
Well, she seems sympathetic.
Yeah, not like most of them. You'd think Edward was the next Hannibal Lecter the way they're all talking.
Oh, I'm sure that's not true.
But you must be joking. Wouldn't surprise me if half the village never spoke to us again. They're all blaming Edward. Anyways, I'll get on with the church. Oh, blimey.
What's he doing here?
Hello, Neil.
All right?
Yeah, since you asked, no, I'm not all right. Look at this place. Compost all over and turkeys. It's a real mess.
No, keep your hair on. It's only till Christmas.
Eddie?
No, I don't want grundy stuff all over the place. In fact, you can get it all shifted.
Shifted?
Yeah. I'm sick of the sight of it.
Where am I going to shift it to?
I don't know, and I don't care. Just get rid of it, will
Neil,
you?
Neil, please.
No, I don't care, Betty. I don't want him on my land, and you'd better keep that lad of yours out of my sight too.
Edward risked his life to save your daughter.
Everybody seems to have conveniently forgotten that
she wouldn't have needed saving if that stupid, irresponsible boy hadn't crashed the car.
Oh, come on,
she
both
shouldn't
of
have got in any road. He was swerving to avoid it in a deer.
So he said.
Oh, and now you're calling him a lawyer.
Don't, now, Eddie.
Just clear off, will you? Or I'll clear you off myself.
Please, Neil, before you do something you'll regret.
I regret ever getting mixed up with that family. Get out of my sight.
Don't worry, I'm going.
Oh, go on, Neil. See to the pigs, eh? Fall off.
Well, he'd better get gone.
Where am I going to find somewhere for 80 turkeys?
Leave it to me. I'll have a word with him when he calms down. Ask him if it's okay for Joe to see to the turkeys up here.
Right. Thanks.
And just keep calm.
Easier said than done.
Neil?
Yeah, over here, Betty.
Eddie's on his way.
Oh, is he?
Sorry to ask, but just about the turkeys.
Hmm?
What about if Joe was to come up
instead? Oh, I really couldn't care less.
No?
I just can't get her Emma out of my mind.
Oh, how is she?
Well, it's not how she is, but how she's going to be.
Yeah, I see.
Oh, Betty, I don't know what we'll do if it's bad news next week.
Oh, it's no use torturing yourself.
I can't help it. I've got all these thoughts filling up my brain.
Well, you've got to try and put them out of your mind.
But I can't stop turning the questions over and over, like, how will she take it? How will we cope? Where will we find the money to put special appliances in the house or a downstairs toilet? Or...
You'll find a way if you have to. People will help.
When she was born, I remember looking at her in that incubator.
She was premature, wasn't she?
Yes, she was tiny, but she was perfect. And I remember thinking, I couldn't believe I'd played a part in creating something so beautiful, so perfect. And now...
Neil, it might not happen. You've got to hang on to that.
If it does, if she loses her leg, that lovely, perfect little girl, I can't bear it better.
The Archers was written by Carol Simpson-Salazzo and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.